One of the fallacies of having fun is we believe we have to spend money to have fun. It costs to have fun. In our culture today, we have to buy something or go somewhere to spend money having entertainment. Fun does not have to cost anything. We just have to do it.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this week we've been talking about fun, the purpose of fun, the importance of laughter and how therapeutic it is. Yesterday, we touched on Family Fun Night and some ideas in yesterday's program, too. You can always hear that online at parentingonpurpose.org. But yeah, a lot of people do think it has to cost money because that means we have to go out for dinner. We got to go watch a movie or go miniature golfing or, you know, and all those things. You get a family of four or five or, in my case, six.
It's not doable.
Oh, no.
It's not doable. We've come to believe you buy fun. You rent fun, that it has to have cost money to have fun. There's actually a great blog out there that I get every day, Happy Home Fairy, that's done by Ryan Brasington's wife. And it gives you ideas of things you can do with your children every day, Happy Home Fairy. It's free. Mm-hmm. I think probably one of the interesting things watching homeschoolers, we did not homeschool our children, but I have a huge respect for homeschoolers, and Rosemary was homeschooled, and so was Tori's husband, my son-in-law, Adam, was homeschooled, is the creativeness of them. Adam is an amazingly creative person. Rosemary is amazingly creative because Rosemary was homeschooled in Japan when they were missionaries. And just watching them come up with things that don't cost money. Mm. I think it's sad that we think we have to spend money having fun.
Well, and it does take a few minutes even just to Google inexpensive way to do something. Fun, free family ideas, things like that that you can Google. And I found tons of things.
So why don't you think people do that? Why don't you think people actually do their homework to have fun without spending money?
It could be a frustrating process if you don't even enjoy looking for things.
But your generation lives looking for things. Your generation, you know, my generation doesn't have a clue, but your generation Googles everything. How do I change the air conditioning filter? Yeah. I mean, your generation.
And if we come up with a great idea, we'll do a blog on it too, so everybody else can find out about it.
So we'll Google and take credit.
Exactly.
But why do you think the actual activities and fun things so many in your generation don't bother to Google?
I think it could be because it's time consuming to a certain extent. But then you really don't want to lose with your kids either.
Ooh,
you're thinking, okay, this is great. This is fun. This could be good. But you know what? I know this one's going to whine about it. And I don't want to hear her whine. And then I have to do this. And I don't have time to go get that one ingredient that's going to make the whole thing, you know, and the popsicle sticks. I don't have popsicle sticks. So I have to go get. And like you can drown in those little things if you're not careful. So you have to have the right mentality. If it's not going to work, move on. If there's one kid that's going to be grumpy, move on and, you know, or deal with it and keep.
So there's a fear of failure.
Yes.
I want approval. Listen to this. That was perfect. And I agree with you.
And this is wonderful. How
No. I agree with you. I think you gave an answer. There's a fear of failure in if we do this. And you said something a couple of days ago here that was so important. If my spouse isn't on board, if Rosemary, who was an elementary school teacher, comes up with these great ideas and I'm sitting there like, you're kidding me, right? I won't say it out loud because I don't want to have to sleep on the couch tonight. But you're kidding me, right? We're doing that? Really?
And it happens.
It's sad because we miss the point of fun. It's not the activity. It's the value of building the team. It's the value for this child of having a great time. It's the value of making the child feel like they belong.
Mm-hmm. But it's also very competitive today too because you're competing against other kinds of fun that your kids enjoy. And if you haven't set the precedent where we can have different kinds of fun and they don't have to be necessarily cool, you know, there's just a lot of competition out there and what your kids will say, well, that's not fun. I'd rather do this. You know, so now there's this entire level of excellence in your own home that you didn't implement and you're not creating an atmosphere where it's okay to do dorky things or to be silly and to see mom go all out or see dad be a complete dork. You know, you haven't built that in. Everything's so cool. Oh, we're the cool family. Then you're a failure even in your own home.
Well, my kids think then all of life means I have to work so hard to be cool and I can't risk too many new things because they might not be cool. I don't know if they're cool. Mm-hmm. So I hear one of the house moms say to me that my daughter Tori was teaching all the girls in this one home how to knit. And I thought, you are kidding me. You are kidding me. These 13-year-old girls, you know, nine 13-year-old girls are learning how to knit. And so I'm buzzing by the house, the girls' campus, and I pull in to go into that one particular house. They are all sitting in the living room around the fireplace with my grandson, who was about two at the time. He's sitting between two of the little girls, and they're all sitting there, and they are knitting. They're knitting bizarre things. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely hilarious. They're laughing and they're giggling, and it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if there were knots and loops and what color it was. They were doing something that just didn't matter. It was the having fun and using the activity to have fun rather than bickering or staying plugged in. Mm-hmm. Fun is something that shouldn't cost money. But what happens in our culture today, I agree with you. I hadn't thought about that. The fear of failure, I want my children to say, this is awesome, rather than lead them in a new road of what's awesome. Awesome is just having fun regardless of the finished product. Mm-hmm. But I think there's another mentality, and I think it started with my generation, but it's more in your generation. We subcontract everything out. Yeah. Rather than us thinking and coming up with it, and we have access, you said that, we have access to more information than anybody today. Yeah. But instead, we'll go to a place where they will do it for us. Mm-hmm. They will pay for the fun at this video arcade or whatever it is.
And there's also the pressure of being good at it. That's also in that failure thing, because I've done the whole knitting, maybe not the knitting thing, but the crochet or I don't know. I did a few pieces when I was young and I still have them and I take pride in them and I tried to introduce it to the girls and it was total fail. It was not a fun process and it didn't come because I forgot how to do it. There was a missing piece in the pack and it was just horrible. And so I never brought it up again.
You live with a lot of stress in your little life, don't you?
Yeah. Do you understand how fun needs to happen more?
I'm thinking medication needs to happen here. Wow. So Tori goes in and sits there one afternoon and all the girls are coming in from school and she's sitting there knitting something. And little Ruben's running around in the girls in the living room of the girls' home. And the girls are asking, what's that? What's that? Well, it's going to be a scarf. Now think about this. We live in South Florida. It's going to be a scarf. Scarf she gave me, actually. It's going to be a scarf. I'm knitting it for my dad.
A pink one.
No, it was not pink. Do not let that go out over the air. It was a gray scarf, probably to match my hair, but it was a scarf. And as she's knitting the scarf, a couple of the girls are sitting down. A couple of the girls are asking if they can do a stitch. And Tori doesn't care what the scarf looks like. It's awesome. So they do a stitch, and the other girl does a stitch, and they realize it. And she says, would you like to learn how to knit? And all she had to hear was one of them say yes. She knew what she was doing. Right. And she says, you know what? Next Thursday afternoon, I'll be back. I'll bring the stuff. We'll learn how to knit. And so what happened there is she showed them a finished product. She showed them how to do it. She showed them they could do it by watching them knit there. And then she comes back and she says to each of them, pick a color, give me a color that you want. And she goes and gets a little bit of yarn. It doesn't cost her much of anything. Yeah. And they come back and they're knitting. They're knitting. The activity was next to nothing financially, and they're knitting these scarves. I still have the scarf. It's in my study that Tori made and probably a couple stitches from other – I don't think she took the stitches out that the little girls did. I think you're right. There's a pressure to be good. There's a pressure to be accepted. I want my kids to like it. And so let's just subcontract this out to the fun experts and pay the money. You know, the vacations that blow me away – or families go someplace to this, wherever it is, or a cruise, no one sees each other because they're all doing their separate things on the cruise, their separate things at Callaway or whatever it is, rather than let's go someplace. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked my kids when we would go, we would borrow a friend's cabin in North Carolina, Fred Hunter. And what did you do? And they would say, we went for walks. You know, we're up there for 2 weeks, went for walks, and we always did a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle on the table, stayed there all during the time, and several of us would put pieces together. We played games at night. We played Pictionary. We'd do all these things. We didn't spend a penny. Mm. We didn't spend a penny. And it's the same things we kind of did at home. We didn't spend a penny. It's not about the finished product.
And it takes a little while to kind of find that game that everybody enjoys. Mm-hmm. And you keep bringing it up. It could get to an overkill situation. But...
Well, I will tell you the game everybody enjoys is the game they can beat dad at least in our house.
Yeah.
You know, the game Pictionary, where I couldn't draw well enough and no one wanted to be dad's partner in that. And I'd be very hyper and I'd start guessing and guessing and guessing and guessing. No, in our house anyway, the game would always be, if we can beat dad, we're playing that one again.
The game that's seasonal right now in our family is spoons. And it's got
I love spoons.
Spoons, and it's got a twist that whenever someone's out of the game, they have to speak to the people in the game and be ignored. And if you talk to the spoon or the pig, whatever you call the person on the outside, you get another letter. And so all of a sudden it's very involved. And, you know, some games are...
Where do you put the spoons? In the middle of the table?
We play on the floor.
We put the spoons in another room. You had to run for the spoons.
I haven't tried that. Oh my goodness.
We're on top of each other. They're holding me back so mom can get there first.
Did anybody get stitches?
No, I'm out. Yes, okay. I'm out every time. And whether they're holding, they're laughing, they're crying. I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it does get physical sometimes.
And the physical made it even more fun. Mm-hmm. Did not cost us a penny to have the spoons over there down the hall on the floor where everybody can see.
But it took the risk of trying new games, which was hard to get the kids to learn new games and all. And once they get it, you know, so there's always that process, the risk time.
If I'm playing this game, Mom, and I'm the one who loses every time, it's not fun.
Right.
And so, you know, me taking the youngest as my Pictionary partner and working hard for him to get a win, even though the girls beat us every time, and he would get very into, Dad, you're not trying hard enough. And me drawing bizarre things, but helping him get a win every now and then and taking the credit for the loss. You had it, Robe. You knocked it out of the park. It was me. This just makes it so much more fun. Mm-hmm. And you know, helping other kids. When we would go on vacation, we would actually meet – Rosemary would do this thing called cousin camp, and we would meet other family members at this big house that the Hunters let us have for a couple weeks, and we would get massive games going with, you know, four other cousins and doing all these things. And watching, they ended up nicknaming me not Uncle Bob, but Knuckle Bob. And I, to this day, we can't remember how that happened that day, but from the scavenger hunts we did in the woods and me swearing this was a pine cone and it wasn't a pine cone and all these other things. We just need to help our children get back. And so having a family fun night and having fun that doesn't cost any money, important.
And it could just be a change of a setting. You said cousins camp. We had a cousins camp in our house. We brought our tents and had them inside the house because it's too hot during
the
summer.
I love it.
So we put it in the living room. We spaced everything out. We had the boys' tent and the girls' tent, and all the adults slept in nice, comfortable beds upstairs.
Oh, my God. Raped. Of course. Here we go.
You know, we don't have to sleep on the floor, but the kids
obviously, girls set that one up right there. I have a friend who, and I don't even know how you do this, and he called it, and this dates it, but he called it Little House on the Prairie Night, and or it might have been weekend. It might have been from Friday until you get up Sunday to get ready for church,
and he would
turn off the power to his house. I don't even know how you do that.
And, not in Florida.
No, he did it here. And he would turn off the power. They had to grill all the food outside, mm-hmm. and they had to have lanterns, and they played, and they all slept together in the family room. No hot showers. And it was just amazing. And his kids complained. I don't want to do this. And he said, you know, it was about 3 or 4 weeks later, one of them said at the breakfast or dinner table, we're ever going to do that funny thing again where you turn the power off. And he said, I realized that I cannot listen to what they say.
Yeah.
I can't listen to what they say. I got to do this because I know it's valuable to do, and they'll get it. They'll just get it. And so fun doesn't have to cost money. But fun does have to cost time, and we have to decide it is worth the time. It is worth doing this, eating different kinds of food. One of the things in my life was Thursday nights was the night my mom, every single Thursday night of our life, put on the table a food we've never had before. Bizarre food sometimes. And you had to eat some. You had no option. You always had to thank mom for the meal. You didn't have to say this was wonderful. But it taught us to like other foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the fun things my mom, who grew up on a farm, did. Fun doesn't have to cost money. It has to be scheduled. And laughter is such a critical part.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries on Parenting on Purpose. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want to hear today's program again, share it with a friend or sign up to get it automatically that comes with the blog that corresponds with the program. Find that at parentingonpurpose.org. And if you want to learn more about the boys and girls homes at Sheridan House Family Ministries, there's also a counseling center and a lot of resources by Dr. Bob Barnes. All the proceeds go to help the children's homes. Find that online at shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. We hope you join us tomorrow as we wrap up this topic of the value of fun. And we're sure to have some more ideas tomorrow, too, here on Parenting on Purpose.